As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, and coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Won't you be a part of it, too? Welcome to our Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, June the 18th. There's a bunch of sixes for you. Six, 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 six. Welcome to our Friday, June the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I actually have some good news today. Hard facts, always that. Workable solutions as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where the sunshine is coming in my skylights right over my head. What a happy, cheerful little studio this is this morning. Anyway, this is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Let's get a super heaping helping of freedom today. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. You can also call in from around America and around the world at toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com, our new website, still under progress there, under construction, as they say, in the internet business, I suppose. BecomeVocalLocal.com, and we also have VocalLocal.org reserved to us, so either way you want to go, you'll get to the same page, and you can jump into the chat room right there. We'd love to have you join us this morning in the chat. I'll be checking back on the chat room throughout the breaks in the broadcast. You can also send your ideas for show topics and guests and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got a nice little, what would you call it, bag full of email news yesterday. Yeah, really, really good stuff. Good questions. I guess we're sparking the nerve in a few people's minds in regards to John Stuart Mill, and that's a good thing. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and 1610 AM, Lompoc, California. All broadcasting this hour of today's broadcast. And in our second hour, we'll be joined by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. And I thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. I could certainly use your help if you know an AM or an FM broadcaster out there that isn't carrying this broadcast to your local listening audiences. Have them drop me a line or shoot me an email. I'd like to talk to them about coming on air in your town, too. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Certainly good news today in the gold and precious metals market. Gold has broken out again, setting new highs for spot gold. We'll talk about that in a moment. Equities virtually closed flat yesterday. Currencies are a little bit stronger. Crude oil continues to decline. All that will come up in our market reports. The energy sector mergers and BP's Macondo catastrophe. We'll get into that as well, and then go back in perhaps later in this hour or the first of next and get back into John Stuart Mill on representative government. And of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065, and certainly your calls are welcome. Let's get that market report for Friday, June the 18th. Yeah, lots of sixes today. We'll pick it all up right there after these words from our sponsors and about 125 barrels of crude leaking into the Gulf of Mexico.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Let's go back into that very happy market report for today. Friday, June the 18th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. Turned on the computer and what a welcome surprise. Gold trading up $13.30 at $1,258.50. It had topped $1,260 earlier. But $13.30 move upward in gold, a nice, delightful, almost a straight-up spike in gold to $1,258.50. It'll probably run a little higher today. Maybe it'll drop back a little bit. But this is really good news for those that are involved and invested in gold. Silver, likewise, very cheerful day for silver. Pops up over the $19 mark once again, goes up 38 cents. Trading at $19.11 a troy ounce for silver. Platinum, no reporting on that. $1,575. I doubt that it's flat, but that's what Kitco shows. Palladium moves up $2, $482 a troy ounce for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Again, this is an hour ago. I don't know where it's going right now, but it's probably going to go up during the day. But an hour ago, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,242.50 for a low, $1,260.70. That's music to my ears for a high. But at $1,258.50, your gold is up year to year $323.80. or a 34.64% return on your investment. I do hope you've moved some of your dollar-denominated assets into the gold and silver markets. I surely do hope you have done that. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,244, and, well, people in around the world just turned their back on London. And the gold promptly went up $14. Anyway, these SPDR gold shares, the State Street Global Advisors, GLD on the internet there on the charts, moves up 1.82 metric tons this morning. Their holdings now 1,307.96 metric tons, valued on the street as they are at these prices at $54.34 billion. Keep your eyes on the SPDR. GLD, big hands, deep pockets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 25 yesterday to 10,434. The NASDAQ closed up 1 at 2307, and the S&P 500 up 1 at 1,116. Not a lot of activity going on over there. I don't imagine that everyone's discussion about is it a bull market again in the equities is going to pan out. Looks like a dud to me. Anyway, the crude oil this morning continuing to decline as it's getting bashed around in the news. Drops 73 cents a barrel to $76.06 a barrel for that 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. Now, as I've mentioned yesterday and throughout the week, I did a little bit of math on this just for my own knowledge. But in the course of this two-hour broadcast, at the 60,000 barrel a day figure that we've been hearing about, my diesel pickup truck, three-quarter ton Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel, gets about 27 miles to the gallon. Actually, it gets right on 27 miles to the gallon, whether it's loaded with coal or whether it's running empty. But at that gallonage, in 2 hours, British Petroleum, Macondo, is going to leak out enough fuel for me to drive 5,670,000 miles. All right? Every broadcast that I've done this week, I would be able to drive that old truck 5,670,000 miles. I don't really want to hear any more about sustainable development from British Petroleum. I don't want to hear any more about clean and green. All right? This is such a grotesque waste. It just blows me away. Absolutely horrific. In that 3 minute break, $9,536.25 worth of crude was wasted. I really don't want to hear about the energy sector, but we've got energy sector news in the news today. Let's continue along here. The U.S. dollar index this morning, this petrodollar, moves up 6 basis points, trades at 85.73 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. And in the Forex, of course, the Canadian loonie moves up 9 basis points, trades out at 97 cents U.S., getting ready for the G20 meeting up there. The Mexican peso bumps up 15 basis points, trades out at 8 cents, getting real close to 8 cents again. I've been having to round it up to get there, but it's getting closer and closer. This morning, it's 12.5658 pesos per buck. The euro this morning continues its upward slide or upward gain, but it's had a minor downtick, down 0.07 or 7 basis points, but was yesterday trading at $1.24, and that's a little bit of a relief for those that are invested in euros. The British pound off 3 basis points, trades at $1.48, and the Swiss franc, even though the Swiss central bank has tried to keep a jackboot on the throat of it, it's coming up and it keeps coming up. The little Swiss franc, as venerable as it is, up 18 basis points, trades fully at 90 cents U.S. this morning. In the bond market, the yield on the 2-year still dreadfully low, 0.71%. No one really wants to invest in federal treasury debt. I don't blame them at these rates. Who would want to throw their money away that way? A 10-year is yielding 3.19%, and the 30-year is yielding 4.11%. Would you dial yourself in for a 30-year stint at 4.11% when you could gain over 34% in 1 year in gold? No, and most people wouldn't either. In the mortgage market, as a continuing come-on to get people to buy houses, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.24% a month ago to 4.18% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.94% to 4.80%. So if you're in the market for the mortgages, there you go. That's that numbers. Let's go in and pick up this article, a couple of them here, just to give you a couple of different ways that this is being spun. But the Street records this in their morning articles here. Gold prices top a record and break 1260. New York, the Street. Gold prices hit a new record high Friday as investors fled into gold as a safe haven asset. Now, you hear that all the time, safe haven asset, safe haven asset. Really, I think what we're seeing here is a whole gob and a bunch of people, perhaps Goldman Sachs and Tony Hayward and others, who are not putting their money into the energy sector right now, and they're moving it into gold. Will it be just a temporary shift around as they try and find a new energy market to get into? Perhaps. But nevertheless, gold for August delivery was popping 870 to 1,257.40 an ounce on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange. Of course, we've gone well beyond that in the past hour. The gold price has traded as high as 1,260.90 and as low as 1,243.10. The U.S. dollar index was slipping 0.05% or 5 basis points to 85.64, while the euro slightly rose to $1.24 per dollar. Anyway, continues and on. Gold prices settled at a record high on Thursday, yesterday, at 1,248, and pierced their Friday, their previous intraday high of 1,254 an ounce. Now, as we move in and step across this $1,250 range, if we can keep it above that for next maybe 2 weeks or something, I think we've got a shot at $1,300 gold in July. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Now, as most of you have probably figured out, this broadcast is almost exclusively non-commercial free speech. In other words, I don't sell anything here. We have in the past let you know that you can certainly contact our archivist at show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com, and just shoot an email over to Fritz if you're interested. He's got DVDs. That's a you all know what a DVD is. It's a DVD, a data disc that has an entire year, a little over a year, of Become Vocal Local broadcasts on one disc that he'll send to you for $10, which is a good deal. Saves you a lot of time and trouble if you wanted to get all of the broadcasts from last year, actually since I've been on Oracle, on one disc. It'd be a great gift to give it to somebody, or if you have a local voting precinct group, it'd be a gift, something that you could have in your reference library there. Just hand it around and let other people listen, make copies and give them out to others. That's something that you could do, but it has nothing to do with this broadcast, okay? Fritz asked for permission to do so. He's doing it. It's on his dime and on his time. But at the same time, when I present this market information each day, it's for your own knowledge, use, edification, and so on. I'm not selling anything here, not hawking any gold. But we do have a gold sponsor, Christos Trading. And I remember when I first bought into some gold. Actually, it's not when I first bought into gold, but when I first started to get serious about transferring my savings into gold and silver coins, gold prices were quite low. And I kind of just set up a system by which every time gold moved up or silver moved up, but every time gold moved up $50, I would think about adding a little bit more and adding a little bit more and transferring money out of CDs and other things into gold. And at first I thought, oh man, you've got to be insane, Will. You've got to be out of your, you know, you're just going to have to be crackers. But over the years, what I've seen in this longest bull run in gold and silver is that the lows keep getting higher, and the highs have just kept getting higher and higher and higher. And when there really is little or nothing else, in my opinion, there are other people, you know, I've interviewed Peter Schiff on this broadcast, and, you know, he's involved in the energy sector and currencies and in gold and other things. But for me, for the little guy, you know, it's a pleasure to take money, you know, they call it Jew gold, to take money away from the big hands and put it into the pauper's hands. Take gold and silver and put it under your mattress so that it less and less of it is in their hands, more of it and more of it is in our hands. You know they don't trade amongst themselves in Federal Reserve notes, these digits. They don't do that. They look at commodities. They look at the real thing. They want the real meal deal. They want copper. They want gold. They want silver. You know, they want petroleum. They want this. They want that. They want land, labor, capital. They don't want digital nonsense. And we should just turn our back on their digital nonsense and maybe get some sense. So if you don't own any gold or silver, maybe at $1,250, it's beyond your reach. I understand that. But you might consider, you know, just dumping out a little bit from time to time, just a few bucks, and pick up some silver. You might want to give Christos Trading a call today. We surely appreciate them sponsoring one of our sponsors for the Oracle Broadcasting Network. But anyway, back to this article again, and what you do is your own affair, okay? I'm not encouraging you to buy or sell anything. Gold prices settled at a record high Thursday of $1,248 and pierced again Friday their previous intraday high of $1,254 an ounce. Now, it's important. Fridays in summers, this article correctly states, typically lead to more volatility in gold as volume thins and traders have been opting for cash over other assets to protect themselves against a weekend where anything can happen. And that's what the summers are often like. They talk about, you know, buy in May and go away. Well, oftentimes, it's just kind of like the summer doldrums in these markets, and I've watched it for years. Continuing, Friday could be especially volatile, however, with quadruple witching forces forcing traders to repurchase or sell their options contracts before they expire. So we've got option contracts on the table, too. Watch as that impacts the price of gold and silver. Investors will continue to put Spain in the spotlight Friday as the International Monetary Fund Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn is set to pay Spain's Prime Minister a visit, which has fueled speculation that Spain will have to tap the IMF and the EU for a bailout as its credit markets dry up. And I believe everybody's heard the short clip that Robert Schroeder has played several times on his broadcast, when basically it's just one country loaning nothing, digital currencies, to another country. Everybody's running on debt. Nobody has anything to back it up. And so it's just a Ponzi scheme waiting to crash. Anyway, the EU reportedly will release the findings from the bank stress test. Any more negative headline news from the Eurozone could squash the Euro's recent rally and most likely prompt another flight to safety into gold. If we don't see a continuation in the upward moves of the Euro, that it could be exactly the case. We could see gold jump past the $1,300 mark. And at this particular time of the year, we haven't even begun to get into the East Indians' wedding and the time of year, their holidays, their holy days, if you will. We haven't gotten into the time of the year when the East Indians in India start to really make their purchases. And so that usually impacts gold and oftentimes drives it up. Also, don't forget this London, Dubai, New York gold triangle, the golden triangle. Keep your eyes peeled there. But if you're in the gold and silver market, it looks like I said before, if we can hold above 1250 for the next week to 10 days, if we can build some strength above 1250, I think 1300 next month is likely. Summer months typically are hard on gold prices as physical demand wanes from key consumers like China and India. Gold bugs usually have to wait for India's fall wedding season and festival season for higher prices. Some analysts think that if gold can hold up and continue to settle higher during the summer, that a violent move higher will follow. And if you go up on Kitco's website, I think it might be up there today or yesterday, this is the first time that I've heard about this violent move up, this parabolic rise in gold actually being spoken of. And there's a little interview there with the luscious blonde and the fellow that invests in the GLD. You might want to watch that little video. It's only a couple minutes long. That's when you're going to see the shorts throw in the towel. People add on, and that's when we'll get $1,400, $1,500, $16, $100 an ounce, says Scott Redler, Chief Strategic Officer for T3Live.com. Now, Scott Redler is the subject of the interview here on the Kitco, and you can get that this morning. It was aired first yesterday, I believe. Over the short term, analysts expect the battle between profit takers and gold buyers to heat up. Quote, we expect investors will continue to view the dips as buying opportunities. And that's always the case. Every time it goes down, if it goes down from 1250s to 12, you know, in the 1250, 1260 range, if it goes back down and gets close to 1200 again, which I hope it doesn't do, but it might, that would be a great time to invest. So you just always have to buy low, you know, in the anticipation that hopefully you'll never have to sell the stuff, but on the anticipation that it's going to run higher. So every time it dips, take advantage of that. Don't lose heart. And if it's really going down, well, then just go fishing for the weekend. Look at it on Monday. It'll always please you over the long term. It's never let me down and ever since 1994 when I really started getting interested in gold and silver. Anyway, the popular gold exchange-traded fund SPDR Gold Shares added almost 2 tons Thursday as investors piled into gold despite prices nearing record highs. And so you can keep watching this SPDR Gold Shares. I put it out for you every day so that you can understand that there is another way of investing. I don't recommend it. I think that you should take physical delivery, you know, physical possession of the real asset and have it in your hands. There's no, you know, what do they call it, a counterparty risk. There's no third party involved in it. All you do is call up your broker, and they send the stuff out to you in a box, a little cardboard box. It's insured. Comes right to your home, right to your mailbox, right to your post office box, and then you can find a place to stash it in your house. That's the way I would recommend it, but for those that don't want to go that way, there's also these exchange-traded funds. All right, we'll be right back. On the other side, much, much more news and good book learning today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, just kind of reveling in this, basking in this rise in gold overnight. I really always feel so happy when we set new highs in the gold market. Might be sound kind of foolish to some of you, but to me, this is as close to constitutional money. This is as close to true wealth as we peons can get. Putting our hands on some gold and silver, taking it out of the king's pocket and putting it in ours really always makes me happy, even if it's just 1 or 2 ounces at a time. But continuing here, and this from another article off Kitco, they're talking about the world marketplace is stable and quiet so far on Friday. And yes, that's the case. Went through the news basket today all over the Bloomberg website, and there was lots of news out there, new news and newsy news, as I like to say, up in the Internet regurgitorium. But it's basically pretty stable and quiet so far. Everybody's trying to settle into the reality that British Petroleum is in deep crap, up to their necks in plumes of oil. And it's kind of changing the global scheme of things right now, trying to figure out whether it was a make-it-happen operation or a let-it-happen operation or an accident that, or a well that just went rogue. Continuing, world marketplace is stable and quiet so far on Friday would suggest the gold market will trade in a sideways range. You'll hear me talk about traversing a certain band, a narrow band. This week it's been a very narrow band. I always give you the lows and the highs each day so that you get an idea of the amount of volatility, what kind of a spread we're looking at. If it's real tight, like in the Kitco charts where they're actually bumping up $1 per line or $2 per line, that kind of stuff. You know that there's not a, it's a pretty thin market, so there's not a lot of action in there. But sometimes it can be quite volatile up and down in a very narrow trading band, lets people know that, that there's activity in the market, and that's what it really depends on. It takes buyers and sellers to make these markets work most effectively. Anyway, the euro currency is near steady, and the U.S. dollar index is just slightly lower on Friday morning. Continuing, technically, gold futures bulls, it's a bull market, those are the people that think it's going to go up, okay? Technically, gold futures bulls have the solid overall near-time and longer-term technical advantage and have gained fresh upside momentum with Friday's push in prices to a fresh all-time high. There are no early chart clues that a market top is close at hand, and would-be top pickers do not want to stand in front of this market. In other words, people are reluctant to say, oh, well, it's going to go here and stop, although you've always got the imbeciles who've been wrong for the last 12 years that say that gold is going to go to $600 or $700. But before we go any further with that, let's go to this and pick up our caller this morning. And good morning, caller. Good morning. Who do we have on the line here? There you are. I can hear you. Talk to me, brother. Okay, gone. All right. Going to call in. You've got to be ready to come on the air, folks. I'm not going to sit here and wait for 5 or 10 minutes while you figure out how to turn on your microphone. Technically, again, gold bulls have the solid overall near-time and longer-term technical advantage and have gained fresh upside momentum with Friday's push. And then the article continues. For August gold, shorter-term technical resistance is seen at the all-time high of $1,260.90 and then at $1,270. Buy stops likely reside just above those levels. Sell stops reside just below chart support at $1,250. So, again, we're in this really interesting area where we might have a shot, just as we did only a few months back, to go from the 1100s every day into the 1200s. And when that happens, I have to retrain my tongue and my mind when I'm thinking about gold. You know, to say 13 every day is something new for the head, but it would be a pleasant change, and I'd be glad to stay up all night learning how to say $1,350 gold. Anywho, with all that, let's continue. There's more information out here, and I want to get to it. So let's go on to this. This is one I wanted. All right. About a little bit more about what's happening with BP, but this is, again, I'm looking at more of the financial side of this. I believe that they will have to deal with whatever they have to deal with. There may be little or nothing that they can do with this, the leaking oil geyser itself, but everything else in the world is going to continue. You know, you can get that right out of the Bible. All things continue as they were. They were buying, they were selling, they were giving in marriage, they were taking in marriage, and they knew not, and the flood came and took them all away. Thus saith the Lord. All right. Anyway, this is an article right off the Bloomberg website. This new news. Goldman Sachs backs cobalt, a target after BP oil spill. And I've been mentioning this. You just be watching now. All right. 5 years ago, investors including Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. and the Carlyle Group, can anybody say Pappy or Poppy Bush, put up $500 million in seed money to hunt for oil in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere. Now, as I mentioned to you yesterday, let's not wring our hankies too much about a 5,000-foot deep Macondo well, because the Transocean and the, what is it, Samsung and Hyundai, I believe, make these platforms, and everybody's buying platforms that can touch 10,000 and more feet deep. All right, so 5,000 is the depth that is, you know, in the news, but their technology is coming on to go in and start tapping deep water, deep wells, you know, in the 10,000 foot below the sea level range right now as we speak. So that technology is coming on regardless of the spin that you're hearing in the news. 5 years ago, again, investors including Goldman Sachs and Carlyle put up $500 million in seed money to hunt for oil in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere. And remember, kind of from a forensic standpoint, you need to have a motive, you need to have the means, and you need to have an opportunity when we get into these various and sundry, what do they call them, false flag events. Who has the means, who has the opportunity, but certainly who had the motive. So here we find Goldman Sachs and Carlyle Group putting up $500 million in seed money to hunt for oil in the deep waters of the Gulf and elsewhere. And there's lots of elsewhere exploration going on. After the BP oil spill, smaller Gulf operators such as the Goldman startup Cobalt International Energy Inc. may be swept up in a new wave of consolidation as the regulatory landscape tilts in favor of larger firms, which is what I've been saying all week. All right, you watch as all of this new regulation comes on. It's going to drive out of the marketplace. It's going to make it almost impossible for the smaller guys who are coming in with all of the new insurance regulations, with all of the new minerals management service regulations, all of the Environmental Protection Agency regulations. It's going to become more and more difficult for any of the small guys to get involved in the energy market, which will drive all of the energy, you know, resources into fewer and fewer and larger hands and deeper pockets, which means the opportunity for global monopoly is ripe. All right? So continuing, tougher rules are likely to boost costs and slow the pace of drilling, said Scott Van Berg, the co-head of America's Energy and Power Investment Banking at Bank of America Corporation. Companies may also fire higher liability caps. Of course, you know, they're going to have to change the liability caps because the cap that was set originally in the legislation after the Exxon Valdez, that cap is nowhere near sufficient in modern-day dollars to deal with these kinds of deep-sea oil leaks, spills, accidents, whatever you want to call it. All right. That may make drilling in the Gulf feasible for only the world's largest energy companies, including Exxon Mobil Corporation. I remember that when we first heard from Ken Salazar and the Mineral Management Service, when it first came on the radar screen back in the early in the first day or the first 24 hours of the Macondo spill, cum leak, cum geyser. All right. That it was Exxon and BP were in a partnership with the Mineral Management Service. Of course, Janet Napolitano had to come out and refute that. She's paid to stand up there and say, oh, no, no, no. Anyway, including Exxon Mobil Corporation, Total S.A., Petróleo Brasileiro S.A., Norway's State Oil ASA, and Australian miner BHP Billiton Limited. All right? So these are the biggest companies. These are those ones that in the 21st century are likely to be dictating the rules of the game and excluding everyone else. The rules Congress enacts are, quote, are likely to favor larger operators over smaller ones. And do you think that's an accident? How hard are their lobbyists working in the background? And how long have they been working in the background? You think they write up these new laws and legislation overnight? Much of this stuff's been in a back drawer or bottom drawer ever since somebody was considering running for office 10 years ago. And now they have this little special packet that they have to bring out that has Exxon written on the front page, right? The rules Congress enacts are likely to favor larger operators over smaller ones, Van Berg said. People are thinking about who will want to exit and who will want to become consolidators. Now, this is important from the standpoint of mergers and acquisitions. This is the age of M&A. M&A. It's not the same as what you do with the Catwoman costume. It's not the same thing as, you know, tall boots and whips. M&A, a little bit different. Mergers and acquisitions. All right. People are thinking about who will want to exit and who will want to be consolidators. BHP Firepower, well, we'll pick up BHP, Cobalt, and a couple of others of these right after this word from our sponsors as another 125 barrels of crude oil leak into the Gulf.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, and I'm pretty much sticking with my initial thought on the Macondo Wells leak, if you will, that it's an accident. But it was an accident, as we've discovered, and certainly if you want to find out everything you need to know about it, visit Mike Chambers' website, MikeChambersLive.com, and go up to his oil page there, and the oil spill page, and read all about it. You know, rather than taking somebody that's talking to some elitist that remains hidden behind the curtain and a pseudonym named Mr. X, rather than talking to somebody that's talking to God to try and find out what's going on, maybe you just take a look on the internet, and you can do that at MikeChambersLive.com. Go and get some of the real facts and figures. But anyway, back to the story. I'm holding to the idea that this is an accident, all right? But accidents, you know, as they say, like you let it happen, make it happen, or just accidental occurrences. But let's look in the background here. Back in Houston in 2005, Cobalt, again, this is this energy company, was put together by the former president of Unocal, Joseph Bryant, and it operates in deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico and the West African coast, and went public last year. Now, the shares lost about 44% since the Macondo oil disaster on the 20th, giving Cobalt a market value of about $2.8 billion. But I realize again that it was the Carlyle Group and Goldman Sachs that started up this Cobalt Energy International Energy Incorporated. And so in the breakup of BP, if it could have been anticipated, and certainly if Goldman Sachs was selling its shares, they had the little birdie talking to them in their ear, Peter Dennis Sutherland, the consolator of the Holy See, former president, I think, of BP, British Petroleum. You know, Lord Brown, we talked about him, the homosexual that was the sun god for BP for many years and preceded Tony Hayward. Tony Hayward advanced into a position of leadership and management perhaps early in his career as a young man. He's only 53 now, I believe. Tony Hayward advanced in only after Lord Brown's gay and homosexual affairs, you know, came into the news and made him, you know, embarrassed publicly, and he needed to step down. So all of these things work together as pieces in a bigger puzzle, and that's really what we're trying to do is put all these puzzles together. We can look at the regular media, like this particular website that I refer to on a daily basis, Bloomberg.com. The reason the primary reason I go to Bloomberg every single day is because I have been doing this now for over a year, and I'm getting a real good sense of their spin on global affairs. But at the same time, they write well, they cover lots of information, and they provide lots of links in their articles so that you can go and do additional research. So far, I'm fairly pleased with the Bloomberg website as a source, a jump-off point in news. BHP Firepower, again, Cobalt, founded in Houston in 2005 by the former president of Unocal Corporation. See, now we bring in another player. You got to follow the money. We're looking at these interlocking boards. You look at the governance of these various corporations. You find out who are their executive officers, and then who are their boards of directors. And then you try and find out who holds stock shares in these companies. And as I've been doing this, since this April 20th disaster, or catastrophe, as Robert Chauders calls it, ever since this catastrophe came onto the newswire, I've been doing what I can do to fit it together, the people side of this, the investor side of it, in the background. And what I'm finding is that this is like a love nest. It's an interbred, interlocked, interdependent, interconnected boards. Continuing. Houston Plains, Houston-based Plains Exploration and Production Company, with a market value of about $3.3 billion in cobalt, may be targets for this BHP, Billiton, all right? One of the biggest players in the game, all right? So, continuing, BHP already has four operating energy projects in the Gulf, three of which are joint ventures with BP. See, BHP is starting to really look like one that might be a real winner here, and they may have had a motive to see British Petroleum take the dive. Well, maybe. The Melbourne-based company, and haven't we been hearing out of Melbourne, Australia, that they're imposing a bunch of new rules and regulations on mining on the continent? And then, just yesterday, the day before, we started hearing about them coming out with moratoriums on well drilling, deep water well drilling also. So we can see, and, you know, as Shauna has so often said, former host here on the network and still a host on Micro 1650 AM, but as Sean, also known a.k.a. Surplus, has said in the past, you know, sometimes it's not just what happens in England that almost immediately is translated into something happening in the United States, but oftentimes, too, Australia precedes us just a little bit. You get inside of this United Kingdom under the Holy Mother there, Queen Elizabeth and her little entourage, and Prince Charles, the Bonnie Sustainable Prince, and William of Orange coming up, and blah, blah, blah. You get involved with the United Kingdom, perhaps one of the largest, if not, you know, the crown, one of the largest property holders on the planet, maybe short of the Vatican, the Holy See. Anyway, long story short, that's another story for another day. But the idea is BHP already has four operating energy projects in the Gulf, three of which are joint ventures with BP. They have something to lose here, and they have something to gain. The Melbourne-based company has the firepower to do enormous things. J. Michael Yeager, the chief executive officer of BHP Billiton's petroleum unit, said on a May 24th conference call, BHP is capable of spending as much as $20 billion to acquire Gulf assets. Now, let's see, didn't they just set up a $20 billion trust fund? I hate it when numbers line up like that, including BP project stakes that may come up for sale, Doesn't BP control most of the oil in the North Slope and the Arctic? Various other places? What's going to come up for sale? Who's going to wind up holding those assets? Who's going to do the maintenance on all of the wells that have been capped? Public enemy? BP is public enemy number one in the U.S. at the moment, and if there is any forced divestment of assets, BHP is in a strong position to be able to pick them up, Wilkins said. Again, follow the money. Who's standing there ready to clean up the assets of the fallen one? All right? When their mighty man of valor falls on the field, Tony Hayward is down on one knee. Well, we'll get to the Lakers in a minute. BHP, a partner with BP in the Atlantis, Mad Dog, and Gunflint Ventures. Now, you got to look at the Atlantis venture. That's an important one. That's a big dog. They've got lots of straws down into the mud line there. The Mad Dog and the Gunflint Ventures may increase its stakes in those projects, he said. BP's shares of those assets is worth $11 billion. Wilkins estimated in a June 16th report. Why are we setting it at $20 billion? I mean, you know, if BP is going to take it upside the head, it should be to the tune of about $200 billion. That might be closer to the mark. Maybe $500 billion would be a trust fund that might be able to cover the damage being done in the Gulf of Mexico. Amanda Buckley, a spokeswoman for BHP, said the company doesn't comment on speculation. I don't imagine that they would. Cobalt spokesman Rich Smith didn't return a call seeking comment. Andrea Raphael of Goldman Sachs declined to comment, as did a spokesman for the Riverstone Holdings LLC, so on and so forth. The oil and gas business is one of the busier sectors in a slumping merger market this year, accounting for $68.8 billion worth of deals, or about 8.4% of the total across all industries, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Right. Oil and gas deals account for about 6% of the global takeovers during the previous decade. So there's a lot to it. Buoyant market, energy mergers and acquisitions. This is M&A. Energy mergers and acquisitions may produce a buoyant market in 2010, according to Wood Mackenzie Consultants. So just watch. Just watch as all of this, all of the hats start to change. Just watch as all the corporate boards, not boards, but boards, begin to change as these individuals move from one board to another. When you take over a company, you might replace half of the board of directors, you might replace all of the board of directors, and so we'll have to be paying very close attention to see who moves into whose seat, who moves where, who buys what, who sells out. Again, still it may be months or years before Gulf players get a clear enough understanding of the new regulatory environment to do deals, said the Bank of America's Van Berg. You think anybody's wringing their handkerchief over the oil spill? Think again. Guess again. Look at the callous reports, you know, from BP, you know, in front of Congress. Now, he's sitting over there, and he's got the Crown and Parliament assembled behind him, and Israel watching, and he's just kind of saying, well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions each and every day. And we've got very good news today as the price of gold is setting all new highs, just going for it, really going for it. I just checked on the browser during the break, and we have a new high that of 1261.81 in the bids and offers section, and $1,259.10, up $13.90 was the amount there at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. So things are looking pretty rosy in the gold and silver market today, and things are looking pretty grim for BP. Things are looking pretty grim for BP indeed. Now, in the previous hour, we talked about British Petroleum. We talked about gold and silver news and whatnot. We're going to talk a little bit more about BP, and then we're going to jump into some other news, and then we'll dive back into our discussion of John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty, Considerations on Representative Government. But before we go there, let's go here quickly during this last few minutes of this segment and pick up our caller. Good morning, caller.
How are you there, Bill? How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Sean. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I've got an article here that I haven't seen spoken about a hell of a lot. And I thought you might find this interesting if you haven't seen it for yourself. In fact, an anon in your chat room was actually speaking about it as well. From news.com.au, this is under the breaking news section. It says, the holidays are over. BP chairman Henrik Stenberg finally faces oil spill anger. Now get this, Will. It says, BP's elusive chairman Henrik Stenberg had to be dragged from his yachting holiday to deal with oil spill crisis in the Gulf of Mexico and face angry Americans. Now, here's the really interesting part. It says, but Mr. Stenberg's attempts to turn around public opinion on BP's handling of the disaster sank after he referred to those affected, get this, by the oil-damaged coast as small people. Quote, unquote, small people. Again, BP's handling of the disaster sank after he referred to those affected by the oil-damaged coast as small people. So, you're exactly right, Will. They are not ringing up their hankies for us, and we shouldn't be doing it for them either. It says, in a press conference held after a meeting with President Barack Obama, Mr. Stenberg said, I hear comments sometimes that large oil companies are greedy companies or don't care, but that is not the case with BP. We care about the small people. But this is what they think of us, Will. They have no intention of giving a crap about us. They are definitely not wringing out their hankies, so on and so forth. It's just disgusting what they really think about us. And sometimes morons like Mr. Stenberg that slip up.
Well, that's an incredible revelation, and that is exactly the case, you know, and it doesn't really matter how much I study or how long I've read. It always comes back to that same kind of a concept. There are the useless eaters on this planet that are just nothing more than mere chattel on the field. They are useless eaters. They are they're beasts of the field for whatever purpose they can be used for. And that's the way it is, you know. And you can't become a human being until you've become politically socialized. You can't become politically socialized until you've gone through the education system. You're not going to be politically socialized and accepted upward until you begin to reach your hand out for power and join them in their quest for power, on the ongoing quest for power and more power and more power and riches. And so, you know, that's the way it goes. And unless you go there, unless you go with them, unless you're a William Jefferson Clinton and the trailer trash with a questionable genealogy, unless you're that kind of trailer trash, you're not going to go from quote unquote small people to be an accepted political capital inside of the system. It's not going to happen. But absolutely right, Sean. Good revelation. And Svanberg is a real piece of filth. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
No problem at all, Will. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
All right. Bye for now.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 18th. There's a bunch of sixes for you. June 6, 6, 6, 6. June the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I do have a website now for those of you just joining us in our second hour. It is becomevocallocal.com, and you can also reach it by going to vocallocal.org. And we have a chat room up for you there today. There's many people in the chat room. Go ahead and jump in there if you'd like. Get involved in the conversation. I'll be checking into the chat room during the breaks. But our call-in numbers are and remain always on the broadcast. The contact information, so much more, available at becomevocallocal.com or at the Oracle Broadcasting homepage, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in if you'd like to join in on the conversation and get your thoughts out to a wider audience. But in the first hour of today's broadcast, again, we're looking at BP. We're going to look at it a little bit more, and then we're going to move along. And we're looking at and reveling in the highs in the gold and silver this morning. Always nice to go into the weekend with a little bit of a win under our belts. I certainly hope it'll stay there all day. But as of about 5 minutes ago, gold was trading at $1,259.10, up $13.90, and it had popped over the $1,260 mark briefly, went to $1,261.81. So anyway, things are looking good there. Silver at $19 up $19.11 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up 38 cents. Once again, trading in the $19 range. Hopefully, it'll close somewhere above that today. Back to this article: BP's U.S. future teeters as CEOs and lawmakers clash. And of course, in the first hour, we're talking about the mergers and acquisitions. You watch it; it's coming. All of the deep pockets, like I've said during the week, you know, there's blood in the water as well as oil in the Gulf, and BP's blood is drawing the sharks, and the sharks are moving in. Not only all of the lawyers lawyering up and coming in, all the ambulance chasers, they're all there too, but also the big hands, the big pockets, BHP Billiton and others circling around BP, looking for a little bit of fresh meat. June the 18th, Bloomberg, BP PLC Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward, his failure to set safety standards to prevent the Gulf of Mexico oil spill may cost the company control over U.S. oil fields, refineries, and pipelines that account for more than one-third of its sales, lawmakers and analysts have said. Less than 24 hours after Hayward met Barry the usurper's demands to set aside $20 billion, see, there's that $20 billion. We don't have to make this stuff up, folks. You just got to follow the news on a regular basis to connect the dots. Here's BHP willing to offer $20 billion for BP's shares, and here the BP setting aside $20 billion. You can see where it's coming from. BP Billiton, the usurper's demand to set aside $20 billion to clean up and compensate victims, the little people, the wee ones, the chattel, the beasts of the field, all the deck chairs on the Titanic, and compensate victims of the worst oil spill in U.S. history, lawmakers said yesterday, accused the BP CEO of stonewalling. Well, we heard that one. Hayward appeared before a House committee probing the cause of the April 20th offshore rig explosion that killed 11 workers. But, of course, they didn't clamp him in irons. They didn't taser him to submission. They didn't shave his head and put him in an orange jumpsuit. Now they let this bastard leave the building unmolested. Why? Why? They had Svanberg there, too. Why? Well, that's just because that's the way it goes if you happen to be an elitist. An Illuminati, an illumined one, if you happen to be closely allied with the crown and the parliament assembled, or the Queen Beatrix. Citing a 5-year string of accidents and deadly disasters at BP-operated facilities, Representative Bark Stupak, suggested the poor safety record could justify banning the London-based company from doing business in the U.S. Get a grip, Bart. Setting up the fund was a nice proactive approach by BP, but in reality, it's going to take a decade for them to recover and regain public trust in this country. Remember, this idea of goodwill, as we've studied on this broadcast, Delavue and Howard, the principles of business law, and in our studies of economics, goodwill is a lot in a company. You do everything you can do to protect and preserve and defend your Beyond Petroleum logo and your sun god image. And so having their image tarnished, you know, having their shield tarnished is not at all a good thing. But anyway, setting up the fund was a nice proactive approach, but in reality, it's going to take a decade for them to recover and regain public trust in this country. I would say, will they ever have any public trust in this country? Continuing at risk, is BP standing as the biggest producer in the U.S., built up after spending $100 billion buying Amoco Corporation and the Atlantic Richfield Company? That's how they wound up getting our oil fields in the North Slope. Of course, if we would just do as has been suggested in the past and tap the Gull Island oil fields, we would have enough petroleum and natural gas product to be able to last us for 200 years without rickshaws, bicycles, pedicabs, or electric cars. All right? I don't have to get rid of my 61 Chevrolet, four-wheel drive, beautiful carry-all. No, not at all. I don't have to worry about the fact that it only gets 12 miles to the gallon. Not at all. Just talk to Mr. Green Jeans and get some green energy working for me. Maybe put a little brown gas in that carburetor as well and continue to enjoy tootling down the road with petroleum, because we got enough petroleum to last us so far into the future that man will never even remember the past before we'll ever run out of the abiotic oil. Anyway, BP's senior unsecured ratings were cut three levels to an A2, the sixth highest investment grade, from an AA2, capital A, lowercase a, 2, by Moody's Investors. If you can trust Moody's, Moody's is made as intended. Whoever pays the money gets to call the grading, I guess. That's kind of what happened with Goldman Sachs and the derivatives scandal. The cost of credit default swaps protecting BP's debt against default for 1 year fell 7 basis points to 624 basis points, prices from the CMA Data Vision and London Show. Congressman Stupak didn't elaborate on how BP could be banned from operating in the U.S. and whether such authority rests with Congress, the administration, or regulatory agencies. Don't forget that mining and mineral claims have rights. You have very high, you know, you don't go in on top of mining claims that have been proved out and muscle your way in. Congress set that up under mining laws, mineral laws, back in the 1860s. They can have absolute title on that property. So once they're in place, it's not easy to get them out. And Stupak's not thinking through the whole thing, but it makes for a good grandstand, doesn't it? The board added an investigation into the cause of the rig disaster to a list of federal probes into BP. Well, they're probably doing federal probes into BP, but we don't want to ask what they did to Tony Hayward in the back room. New investigation. Our investigation will look at 2 years before the incident, a year before the incident, the day before, and what happened on that day up to the time the explosion took place. Of course, that was what Breslin said. But, of course, they're not going to look 6 months out, 8 months out, 12 months out, 2 years out, 5 years out, 10 years out, and 20 years out. They're just looking in the back, you know, in the past. They're sitting there with rearview mirrors, not looking at the big picture. Inspections of the company's 5 U.S. plants after the Texas refinery fire resulted in a fine of $21 million, blah, blah, blah. We've heard this 1,000 times. If you want the full meal deal on this oil catastrophe, go up to Mike Chambers' live website and look at his oil disaster page, and you'll find out all about it. You get the real meal deal on Oracle. We don't consult with tea leaves here, okay? Mr. Hayward's comments today saying, well, I don't. I want to close with this one, so I'm not going to cut it short. We'll be back after another 125 or 55 barrels of oil go into the Gulf of Mexico.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And in the past 3 minutes, this oil spill has wasted $9,536 worth of crude oil that had been delivered in Oklahoma. And in the course of this two-hour broadcast, they will have wasted $381,450 of potential earnings. But anyway, going back to this discussion here, closing out on it, Mr. Hayward's comments, again, this is Tony Hayward. He's the guy that replaced that Lord Brown over there as the sun god of British Petroleum. But Mr. Hayward's comments today said, "I don't know," 66 times. That's a couple of times, 66. I wonder who was counting. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Anyway, evaporated any feelings of responsibility, Eventoff said. I don't know who Eventoff is. Matt Eventoff, a partner at New Jersey communications firm, Princeton Public Speaking. You guys all sound like Russians to me. I don't know. Eastern European socialists. I don't know. Here's another one. Questioned by the panel about BP's practices that may have led to the disaster, Hayward said it was too early in the investigation to know the cause. You want to find out the truth? Go over to MikeChambersLive.com. Get on the real trail here. Stupak, a Michigan Democrat, told Hayward he and other committee members were, quote, extremely frustrated with your lack of candor, inability to answer questions, close quote. Waxman, I'd be angry, Waxman. Waxman described the CEO's responses as stonewalling. I'm not stonewalling, Hayward responded, according to a transcript of his testimony. Hayward said at least 23 times he was not involved in decisions. Not involved in decisions. Well, that's just about all I can stomach of that. Here's another article. Let's change the pace a little bit. Fake Lake, Canada, submits spending risking Harper's reputation. Seems like everyone's reputation is on the line these days. Can they really have a reputation? Anyway, this is written by Alexandra De Longchamps. Interesting. She gives her email here. Maybe I should send her one with a name like that. That would be kind of fun. Yeah. Some lattes, some crumpets. Oh, anyway, June 16th, Bloomberg. Spending to host U.S. Barry the Usurper, and other leaders at the Group of Eight and Group of 20 countries next week has allowed Canada's opposition to attack Prime Minister Stephen Harper's economic credibility just as he planned to use the summits to bolster his popularity. So even though, you know, we're up against the wall, unemployment is off the charts. We've got this oil thing developing in the Gulf. You know? These boneheads at the top who live in this other world, who consider us all to be just the small people, these guys, just they don't know what's going down here. As long as it's OPM, they're hooked on other people's money. As long as it's OPM, as long as it's other people's money, they could give a crap. They just spend and spend and spend and spend. Canada may spend as much as 1.2 billion Canadian or 1.17 billion on the summits. This is coming up, this G8 to G20 next week. All right, coming up. Keep our eyes on that. On the summits, with the majority going to ensure the safety of G20 and G8 leaders. Now, you could take that $1.17 billion and give it back to the people in Canada, all right? And let these bald-head bozos do their summiting on video conferencing on the Internet and get the job done for free. And maybe they would even televise it up through and rebroadcast it across C-SPAN or some other place so that we could look in and watch and listen. But they're going to spend up to $1.17 billion on these summits, with the majority going to ensure the safety of G20 and G8 leaders visiting Toronto and Huntsville. Let's go to Jeff. I want to hear from Jeff this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for taking my call. Great to hear your voice and great show. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Harper and the G20, G8 meeting in Toronto. Did you know that there's a travel alert now going out from the State Department to U.S. citizens not to go to Toronto during the summit?
Oh, well, I wouldn't be surprised. They don't want anybody to come with a bullhorn or a placard or a sign or an axe to grind or a word to speak.
Yeah, I just found that stunning that the U.S. State Department has declared Toronto an unsafe place for U.S. citizens to be. That's just incredible.
Well, anyway, they just did something very similar down in Arizona, where they closed off this huge U.S. park of federal lands and declared it an unsafe place for American tourists and hikers and campers because it's overrun with illegal aliens. So this is the mindset, Jeff.
Wow. Incredible. I hadn't heard that story. That's just nuts. Look forward to continued BP coverage from you, Will, and thanks very much for taking my call.
Hey, I'm glad you called in because you're right on the mark here on this particular story. This thing is just a real bugger to me, folks. It really is. I'm telling you, they spend so much money on these summits, but if they would do these things, use the Internet. By God, you know, come on, do it, all right? Come on and come up with us, you know? But instead, what they'll do is they'll bring in all of the sound cannons. They'll bring in their big show of force. They'll have all of the bodyguards, you know, this great employment program. They're $1.17 billion. But let's look at the article because it's got some interesting stuff in it. The cost risks overshadowing the economic story Harper planned to stress to both his colleagues and voters. Canada was the last G7 country to enter the global recession and the first to recover. So they're coming there to get some lessons from Mr. Harper, okay? Thanks in part to his, it's having the lowest debt-to-GDP ratio in the G7. You know, our debt-to-GDP ratio here in the United States is going to be 1-to-1. It'll be at parity soon. And the world's soundest financial system, according to the World Economic Forum. You know, Canada's not doing it all bad. You know, that's why I give the top of the list our Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement in North America, trade-weighted basket of currencies with the Canadian loonie this morning coming in at the top of my list, trading at 97 cents U.S. against the U.S. dollar index I don't even know what to say that it is. It's just something that appears on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, and we seem to live based on this specious number. Anyway, the cost again. Risk overshadowing the economic story Harper planned to stress to both his colleagues and voters. continuing. It's quite clear that this is a problem for the government, and it will impact on its capacity to say we have forthright control over the public accounts, said Alan Topper, a political science professor at the University of British Columbia, shining on the world stage is tough. Why is it going to be tough? Because they're spending. They're spending $1.7 billion on these summits. What are they going to do with the money? Opposition lawmakers have hammered Harper's government with revelations on how the money is being spent on a fake lake and public toilets far from the summits. All right, so it's just one of these grandiose balls, you know, balls. Got a love affair with their balls. We're going to talk about a love affair with the balls in a moment. We'll talk about the Lakers and the Celtics. Or is that the Celtics? Or is that, what is that anyway, some kind of a warrior? It's quite clear that this is a problem the government, problem for the government, and it'll impact on its capacity to say that they have forthright control over the accounts. Harper, who will chair the meetings from June 25th to 27th, said in January that the world will turn its gaze on Canada in 2010, and that he planned to use these two summits to continue playing a leadership role on issues of importance to the Canadians. All right? The Canadians. I'm just going to reiterate one more time. Jorge Bush, all right? Jorge Bush, the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America, all right? These aren't just words that you heard on the Internet. These are real things, all right? Continuing, fake lake, 78% of Canadians surveyed said the money being spent isn't justified. 74% say the summits are not even important to them. We'll be back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned, and of course the people in Canada are outraged at this. You know, 74% of them don't even believe that these economic summits are important to them, and rightly so. It's just more aggrandizing behavior by the politicians. This is posturing and posing on the global stage. Yes, indeed. You know, I really do enjoy the Canadian people. Every time I've gone to Canada, I always come away with the idea that when I travel in Canada, everything is free. Most generous people. You know, they provide a place for you to sleep. If you didn't have a place to sleep, I could never buy a beer in a Canadian bar, go up to Gastown up in Vancouver, try and put money on the bar. Somebody would always cover my drink. It was great. I always enjoyed going there. I loved it. Beautiful place, too. I love hiking in the Canadian Rockies and being around in that area. It's just absolutely gorgeous. But Canada's gone down the road of globalism with all the rest of us, and it's a shame. Opposition lawmakers have focused on the fake lake, a $57,000 water feature built at one of the press centers to give reporters, most of whom who won't get near the Huntsville summit site, notice the reporters aren't even going to get close to the meeting, a flavor of typical Canadian cottage. The fake lake has been mentioned at least 75 times in the House of Commons, and the Liberals launched an ad campaign to deride it. This is a disappointment to anybody who cares, as I do, about Canada's reputation in the world. Liberal Party leader, unfortunately, they're no smarter when it comes to politics. But anyway, the Liberal Party leader, Michael Ignatieff, said in Ottawa yesterday, Harper is giving summitry a bad name, he said, because other world leaders were thinking, these G20 summits, are they worth doing? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think if they would do a public opinion poll, they would just, in America, we would just as soon never have a repeat of Philadelphia. A record deficit. The spending comes after Canada ran a record $47 billion deficit in the fiscal year that ended March the 31st. Well, that's $47 billion wasted right there. Sheila Fraser, the country's Auditor General, and Kevin Page, the Parliamentary Budget Officer, have said they will review the G8 and the G20 spending. And it just continues. People just shake their heads at the kind of expenditures that are going on. The new Democratic Party leaders, it doesn't really matter. And we need to abolish this established party system, not only in the United States, but around the world. If you want to really go after the problem, go after the parties. This is where the real problem lies. You know, if one party, Mussolini, Josef Stalin, that idea, Mao, you know, German Mao, if one party is no damn good, what makes you think a two-party system would be better? But if a two-party system, such as we have in the United States, an established two-party political system, whether you like it or not, if a two-party system doesn't work, then what value would three parties be? Or 4, or 8, or 16, or 32, or 64, or 128. The more parties you have, the more division you have. The more division you have, the more fraction you have. The more parties and factions that you have, the further and further and further away we go from having a system of representative government worthy of the title. Anyway, we're going to find out more about that in just a moment. Here's the last article off the news. Lakers repeat. Win the 16th NBA championship against the rival Celtics, or however you say it. And this has been written by an Eric Matuszewski. Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers celebrated another national basketball title and got a measure of revenge. That's America for you. A love affair. A love affair with their balls. And it's an unfortunate thing. This love affair with their balls. You know, they got the basketballs. They got the baseballs. They got the hockey balls. They got the foosballs. They got the billiard balls. They got the golf balls. Their tee balls, their whiffy balls, you know, volleyballs. You name it. They got a love affair with their balls. They don't give a crap about their birthright. They don't give a crap about their country. But they got a love affair with their balls. And they're willing to spend any amount of money to further that romance. Sick. Sad. I wonder how many people that went to this NBA championship game with these astronomically tall Negroes playing. I think it was amazing. Last night, Lee Rogers says maybe somebody needs to file a class action suit. They don't have any short Asians for suits. Lee, good point. But I wonder how many people that attended this Lakers game could actually tell you anything about what's happening in the news, in the economy, in the world. but they're fixated on their balls. Unbelievable. Let's go back in and study a little bit of reason here from John Stuart Mill on representative government. Let's understand a little bit about what was known before the War of Northern Aggression, back in 1850s, 1860s, as the philosophic radicals started to take a foothold in England, the beginning of modern-day socialism, the Reform Act, and all of that coming along. But John Stuart Mill, and I have received several emails from our listeners, and I'm thankful for that, questions, comments about this readings. But we're really going to need to understand that he has a systematic mind. He's a logician, as well as a philosopher, the preeminent philosopher of his day, some say. But he's building an argument here. So we have to listen carefully. There are no decisions that are being made in this first chapter of this lengthy treatise. He's just laying out things as they existed in his time. And I think as we go through this and listen carefully, you're going to find that much of what was happening in the 1850s is happening in the year 2010 in America. All right? It doesn't really change when you're dealing with systems. And when a system is broken, sometimes you need to replace the system. But overall, even in his day, John Stuart Mill still held the strong belief that a representative system of government was the best polity. It was the best system of government. And whether you agree or disagree, on the other side of the catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico, on the other side of the financial reform legislation coming down right now as we speak, on the other side of the Clean Energy Security Act, no matter how it's styled as a cap and trade or whatever, on the other side of all of that, one thing I will guarantee you, there will be government. And it'll either be a government of our choosing or it'll be a government of someone else's choosing. And as we've learned time and time again, government is a participatory sport. It's not like an NBA basketball game where you basketball been very, very good to me, where you sit up in the stands and watch the other players. Politics is an active sport. We need to be on the field. We need to have a seat at the table, a voice, a vote. And if we don't, we'll get whatever government is given to us and deserve every bit of the tyranny. So anyway, let's go back in, pick up where we left off yesterday. Basically, what we've read so far, and if you've missed any of these broadcasts, they're available at no charge, free downloads from the archives. Become Vocal Local. Just go to the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage or go to Become Vocal Local and follow the links. BecomeVocalLocal.com, follow the links. Go to the archives page and go back and listen. It's all there for usually in the second hour. Mostly I cover the news in the first hour, except for Topless Tuesday this past week, but it's all there. So basically what we've done is examine three fundamental conditions of the adaptation of forms of government to the people who are to be governed by them. This is the point that is being made in this initial part of this treatise. Governments are formed for the people that are going to be governed, all right? And the more stupid we become, the more careless we become, the more indolent we become, the more lazy we become, the more disinterested we become, then we can only expect a more tyrannical and despotic and police state to be raised up around us. There's no other way to manage the small people. A small, stupid, ignorant people are prone to violent outrages at a moment's notice, a drop of the hat. And you can only expect, with the last 100 years of John Dewey education coming on us and at us gradually, one generation after the next, they knew exactly where they were taking us. The synthesis was well in mind. We were moving into a global system, a global governance system, the GIS-GPS global governance system, and they've built it step by step by step by step. And so now knowing that the baby boomers' children would be the Generation X, and the Generation X would have their children, and all of these are increasingly ignorant as to what forms of government we have, what was our history, what is our birthright. Even globally, they know that they're going to need to have a very heavy-handed police state ready to deal with the outrages that the small people will bring on the government, and they're prepared to do that. Even at the G20 and the G7 summits, with sound cannons and water cannons and all other kind of cannons, including all of the Pope's cannons. and canon law. We've now examined the three fundamental conditions of the adaptation of forms of government. You adapt forms of government to the people who are to be governed by them. You can take a perfectly wonderful model, and then you have to adapt it to suit the people. And enlightened people, you know, this is why we say the difference between freedom and liberty. Liberty is kind of like a dog collar around the neck of freedom. And if you're a bunch of ignorant boors, don't be surprised if you get outfitted with a choke chain and a piece of barbed wire. But if you're intelligent, you might get a nice, soft, supple collar and a long leash. But it's still a leash around your neck. We'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So let's continue a little bit further here with John Stuart Mill, Forms of Government, first chapter out of his treatise on representative government with this. If the supporters of what may be termed the naturalistic theory of politics mean, but to insist on the necessity of these three conditions, if they only mean that no government can permanently exist, which does not fulfill the first and second conditions, and in some considerable measure the third, their doctrine, thus limited, is incontestable. Now, without a lot of review, He's setting up limitations on these various theories of government. But as they have styled it, this naturalistic theory of polity, if the premise that it's based upon is correct, then he says their idea, their doctrine, is incontestable. It's right on the money. Whatever they mean more than this appears to me untenable. So when we get off in the idea of the laws of nature and nature's God, when you start stepping into the natural law and the common law and things like that, for John Stuart Mill, you start to go into the area of the untenable when you're no longer dealing with politics and you start to blend politics with religion. He keeps them in separate camps, both necessary, but in separate camps. All right? So you don't have somebody like Jorge Bush coming on air and telling everybody that God told him this and that, even though we know that God spoke to Jorge Bush through the mouth of many weird people up there in the camp. I don't want to get into that one. We'll just never mind. Continuing, whatever they mean more than this appears to me untenable. All that we're told about the necessity of an historical basis for institutions, of their being in harmony with the national usages and character and the like, means either this or nothing to the purpose. Either has something to do with politics or it doesn't. It needs to be dropped. There is a great quantity of mere sentimentality connected with these and similar phrases, over and above the amount of rational meaning contained in them. But considered practically, these alleged requisites of political institutions are merely so many facilities for realizing these three essential conditions. When an institution or a set of institutions has the way prepared for it by the opinions, tastes, and habits of the people, they are not only more easily induced to accept it, but will more easily learn and will be, from the beginning, better disposed to do what is required of them, both for the preservation of the institutions and for bringing them into such action as enables them to produce their best results. Again, it's the people. It's up to you, it's up to me. To just rail on and on endlessly, oh, government is the problem, government is the problem, government is the problem, only testifies of your momentary ignorance of how politics works. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Men form governments, governments don't form the men. And such as whatever kind of people you are, whether you happen to be some kind of a barbarian, you know, Neanderthal, Hittite, Hebrew or whatever, or whether you happen to be some, you know, fetish worshipping, you know, Aboriginal from Africa or Australia or something else, or if you happen to be someone from one of the developed countries, each of those peoples form governments. And by manipulating the minds of the peoples, you change governments. So we have a window of opportunity here with the internet, in education, in this fashion, to be able to reach out and change minds, to help people see the ration, the reason of the season, so to speak, and to realize that if you keep waiting for someone else to do it, it's not going to get done, and you're going to get whatever the other else wants to give you. Nothing more and nothing less. Let's continue. It would be a great mistake in any legislator not to shape his measures so as to take advantage of such pre-existing habits and feelings when available. Right? So the Edward Bernays School of Public Marketing or Public Relations, better way to say it, marketing, and the John Dewey School of Education and others, UNESCO, has worked diligently to create the climate where the legislators of today could so shape their measures, the law, as to take advantage of the habits and the feelings of the generation they have built. It's where John Stuart Mill is going. But you can break the cycle. You can put down the ball. Turn your back on the ball. Turn your back on the television set. and the magazine subscriptions, and all of the cheap Chinese plastic crap that you're induced to buy. Change your lifestyle. And as you change your lifestyle, you change your mind and your mindset and the visions in your mind. We very carefully research history, and we look into the future. Not so much as that we have crystal balls, but such that we know where we want to go, into greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And then, taking a page out of their rule book, the other side's rule book, we stop thinking about the next 2 or 3 days or the next 5 days or 20 days or 30 days as paychecks and unearned shekels and grants and aid come falling into your hands. And we start thinking about the next 6 months and 12 months and 2 years and 5 years. You know, they have 20-year plans. They have 50-year plans. They have 100-year plans. They have 200-year plans. They know generally where they're going to go in the 21st century. And we spend all of our time running along, picking up the crumbs, trying to follow their trail, never looking up, never lifting up our heads, never looking down the road, anticipating their next move. And that's something we can change. Take a page out of Sun Tzu. Spend some time. Read The Art of War. So continuing, much dwelling on familiarity is a great help, but much dwelling on an idea will make it a familiar even when strange at first. And so we think and we think and we think and we think. And then we plan our action steps accordingly. Okay? Because of this idea that familiarity is a great help, but much dwelling on an idea will make it familiar, even when strange at first. It takes time to help bring your friends up to speed. They need to become familiar with the ideas and the terminology. They need to understand first, what do we mean when we say freedom? Do they understand that freedom begins with property and that without property there can be no freedom? Do we know how rightly to define property as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life? And that freedom is 100% control of our property 100% of the time? And that our rights end where the rights of another person begins? I'm telling you, this is philosophically radical in the 21st century. Every time I share this with somebody at a gas station or grocery store, it's like light bulbs come on. I never thought of it that way. No, probably not. It's because you weren't taught it in school. You didn't learn it from your pastor. You didn't get it from your preacher. You don't get it from your teachers. And your mothers and fathers don't understand it either. That's how we got into this mess. So continuing, there are abundant instances in which a whole people have been eager for untried things. There are abundant instances in which a whole people have been eager for untried things. Before you buy into the sustainable development movement, which is simply sustaining demand for the environmental and developmental concerns such as Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, and others, perhaps you might look into the future and think of a future and in your self-reliance inside of that, where you're no longer looking to Uncle Suck and Mommy Teet to supply all of your needs, where you become self-reliant and truly embark upon a quest to become a free man in a free land. Once again, there are abundant instances in which a whole people have been eager for untried things. We came here ostensibly for freedom, freedom from the jackboot of either the crown or the Illuminati, or the lords of England and France and elsewhere. We came here to get away from the jackboot of the Pope and even the established Church of England. We came here for religious and physical and economic freedoms. Are we willing to work for it? Well, reflect on that over the weekend. Thank you for joining me this week. It's been a pleasure for me to be here. It's been great to have you in the chat rooms. I'll see you again next time around. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.